Joe Biden responds to Trump rally taunts, "America is so much stronger than your weakness." By Joshua Kaplan on October 11, 2019. Former Vice President and 2020 candidate Joe Biden lashed out at President Donald Trump's remarks during his Thursday evening re-election rally, stating "America is so much stronger than your weakness." Biden fired off a tweet after appearing at the Human Rights Coalition's Equality Town Hall, which ran on CNN during the president's rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. "I spent my night at the HRC forum talking about the fundamental respect every human being deserves. You spent yours showing how little respect for anyone else you have. America is so much stronger than your weakness," at Real Donald Trump, Biden wrote. President Trump laced into Biden and his beleaguered son Hunter several times during his rally as the pair face increased scrutiny over allegations of international corruption. Joe's son Hunter got thrown out of the Navy and then he became a genius on Wall Street in about 2 days, President Trump recounted to rally attendees. "Whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?" he asked. "Where's Hunter? Hey fellas, I have an idea for a new t-shirt," the president then quipped. "Let's do another t-shirt, where's Hunter?" At another point in the rally, President Trump turned his attention to the 76-year-old Biden, who he said was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss former President Barack Obama's ass. 2 months after President Obama put Joe in charge of Ukraine policy, and the press will not write it. They say, in totally unsubstantiated charges. Every time they talk about him, President Trump has said that his son walked away with a fortune. Now you know that's a totally unsubstantiated charge. Really? It's not unsubstantiated, it's a fact, he added. As Breitbart News extensively reported, Hunter's investment company scored a $1.5 billion investment deal with the Bank of China after traveling with his father on Air Force 2 to the country in 2013. Further, then-Vice President Biden forced out former Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin as he was investigating the gas giant Burisma Holdings, which was paying Hunter Biden $83,000 per month as a member of its board, despite having no expertise in the energy sector. Biden later boasted before the Council of Foreign Relations that he had threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid unless the prosecutor was removed from his post.